It's Morning Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Richard Hake. It is Monday, and that means WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines, joins us to tell us some of the things the WNYC newsroom will be watching and working on this week. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, Richard.
So even though this is a look at the week ahead, we're going to jump to the next week ahead. Super Tuesday is in 8 days.
Right, and as you've been hearing, reporter Bridget Bergen spent the weekend in Virginia. It's a Super Tuesday state. It also has a sizable number of moderates, and Bridget wanted to hear how Virginia voters are feeling about Mike Bloomberg and whether his massive advertising buys are converting people into supporters. So she'll be watching Bloomberg closely as we head into next week's vote.
And speaking of Michael Bloomberg, his former support for Stop and Frisk has been really dogging his presidential run.
Right, it has. Earlier this morning, we got a primer on the practice from our editor, Matthew Sherman. But later this week, reporter Yasmin Khan is taking a deep dive into the court case that concluded the NYPD was violating the constitutional rights of those who were stopped. The case is nearly 7 years old, but it remains very much unresolved. The NYPD is still under a federal monitor to remediate how it handles stops, and community stakeholders really feel very shut out of the process. So we'll bring you that reporting this week.
And then there is, of course, the continuation of the Harvey Weinstein trial. Deliberations are underway, right?
Right, and it looks like we're getting close to a verdict, so we'll, of course, be following that. Also, the MTA board meeting is this week, and reporter Stephen Nesson will be there to bring us all of the transit news. And New York State's plastic bag ban into effect
March 1st.
This coming Sunday, we'll be watching that.
What about New Jersey?
Governor Phil Murphy delivers his budget address. Will he once again propose a plan to raise taxes on the wealthy? Maybe the third time is the charm. Also, this Thursday is the Walk to Washington train ride. This is the annual New Jersey Chamber of Commerce Amtrak trip to D.C. That's been a networking tradition for decades. But last year, the Star-Ledger published a story about how the event was rife with sexual harassment.
That's right.
Prompted legislative hearings. Now the event is going forward this week without hard alcohol and with a code of conduct and a hotline to report assaults. We'd like to talk to people who make the trip and see how their experience went.
Kate, you know, there's another thing happening this week.
Do tell.
WNYC's Pledge Drive.
Pledge Drive!
Do you want to do the number? Do you know the number? I can
this
do
This is
it.
Really horrible, Richard.
I'm putting you right on the spot.
You are, but 888-376-WNYC.
There we go. Or WNYC.org. Kate Hines, thanks so much.
Thank you.